Eva, how did you first learn about the fact that there were defense jobs available?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but I imagine I read it in the paper and heard it over to the TV. I had radio, but I don't know whether we even had TV then. And so I wanted to go. They were paying a lot more money than I was making. And so I applied, and that took a long time. You know, they ran all kinds of tests and stuff, and my blood pressure wasn't high enough. So we had a recess, and the man in charge told me to go out and drink all the coffee I could drink and all smoke all the cigarettes I could smoke and to come back. And I went back and passed it.
Would you tell me what the process was like when you went down to apply?
Well, I can't remember exactly. It was just like most places. I think you filled out a form, probably. And if you passed the tests and so forth, they gave you, I think, an IQ test possibly, and I just can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to more than one person?
Oh, yes. Yes, there was more than one. I can't remember how many.
You started in 1942.
That's right.
Did they give you any kinds of skills tests or ask you questions about what kind of background you had?
I think so. And then they trained us for 3 weeks, you know. I think about 3 weeks. That's my recollection. Now, it could have been 4 weeks, but I think it was 3 weeks that we went to classes and they taught us what to expect, you know. And
where was that?
Long Beach.
Was it at the plant itself? Or?
I think it was at the plant itself.
What was that, how was that training set up? Was it like classes or would it be like going to school?
Well, it was training classes. I think they taught us how to rivet and probably how to hold a rivet gun and how to buck rivets. Mm-hmm. And just stuff like that.
Who was in the class?
Other, you mean?
Were they all women, or were there women and men?
I think they were mostly women.
How did you feel about what you were learning?
Well, it was all Greek to me. And then when I started work, every night before I went, I'd cry. I hated to go. All that noise and the lights were greenish or bluish or something. You looked like you were dead. And I wasn't good at it. I wasn't perfect at it. And anything you can't do, you know, is twice as hard, and bucking rivets was an experience, and shooting them was an experience.
How long was it that you felt that way?
Not too long. Probably all under a month, and I got the hang of it, and that was it. Then it was more or less of an adventure.
Did the women that you knew there, did they respond the same way that you did, or?
I don't know. I was ashamed to tell anybody how I hated it, but I don't know whether they did or not. But I don't think anything that I went in knew like that, that I've never done before, and if you can't do it, yeah, it's terrible.
When you went to get your job, did they explain to you what would be expected of you and those kinds of things?
Yes, I think they did more or less. And a lot of it, of course, was Greek to me. But I had a neighbor that had tools and lathes and all that kind of thing. And he helped me a lot, telling me what to do and how to do it and so forth.
Were you able to choose what shift you wanted?
I think so, because I wanted the night shift on account of my children. See, when I got home in the morning, well, I was home before they went to school. And then when they came home from school, they woke me up. I'd go to bed, you know, as soon as they left.
You had said last time that when you moved out of your husband's home, that the children stayed there with him.
Well, this was, I went to Douglas before that.
Oh, I see.
When I started working at Douglas, we were still at home.
What kinds of things did you have to do to prepare for going to work when you first started?
I had to buy some bandanas for my hair, and you had to wear your bandana. One girl didn't, and she had her scalp ripped off, part of it. It was terrible. But, and you wore overalls and those, slacks or something. I wore those fancy overalls that made out of denim, you know, different colors, and blouses, you know. And,
had you worn pants before?
No. See, that was a new thing. We didn't wear pants before that, I don't think.
What was that like for you?
Oh, I liked it. Well, it's a lot easier to wear pants than... And you couldn't have anything floating around to catch in machinery or anything.
Did it take you a while to get adjusted to wearing pants, or was
no?
That
wasn't any big thing.
Did you, after you stopped working there and you didn't have to wear them to work, did you go back to just wearing dresses?
No. I like pants. No, and then people were wearing them more all the time, you know. But I just had no occasion to wear pants.
What about tools?
Well,
did you have to bring in tools?
I had my own bought my own toolbox, and I had a lot of my own tools. But our drills, they didn't call them drills, they called them motors. The drill's what you put in the motor. And, of course, they furnished all the motors and drills and things. We didn't have to buy anything big like that. But I had my own ratchet sets and files, a different kind that I liked or something I'd buy. But I had a big toolbox just like a man.
Had you used tools much before in your life?
No, not really. No.
How did your knowledge of tools and, you know, you were acquiring more and more things, did that then carry over to what you did at home?
Oh, yes. I've been dealing with tools ever since, and still do. Of course, I do more carpenter work and stuff like that. Because, but you know, you're always putting screws in things, and or I am, or doing things like that.
You said to me, I think not on tape, but that you had done a lot of the carpentry work on the
house.
Yes.
I've made cabinets, and I think it was after that I was building a house, and I went to night school and learned to make, I made all my window screens. I, you know, learned to use the different things at night school. But my father was a cabinet maker, and I think, you know, being around him, and he helped me. One house we built, my dad and I built it by ourselves. All except shingles. He never would let me put on the shingles. He's afraid it would leak.
Was there a reason why you hadn't done those kinds of things before?
Well, I'd never, I guess I just had been too busy and had never thought about doing it. But I learned a lot of things that I would never have known. And I've always had an electric drills, what it, they say in the store. Anyway. I've always had one ever since. And I have other electric tools. A skill saw, and I had a radial arm saw, but I gave that to my son. I'm getting too old for that. But I have all the things to do it with.
Can you remember what your expectations about the job were before you started, as you began your first days?
Well, I didn't imagine it was like it was. I didn't imagine it would be so noisy. If you wanted to talk to someone, you had to scream, you know. And I really didn't know what to expect.
What was the building like when you walked in?
Oh, it was a huge building. And the ships in there, you know, full of ships and wires and drills and all that thing, all those things. It was like a big barn.
Had you been around anything that big before?
No. I had no experience with anything like that. I think that's why I hated to go so bad. Every night I think that's why I hated it too at first. It was all so strange to me. But as the longer I worked there, the better I liked it.
Did you have anybody at all that you could talk to about how you felt about working there?
My daughter. She still laughs to this day how I used to cry before I went to work. But she was a lot of comfort to me. She kept telling me, Mama, as soon as you get used to it, it'll be all right. Excuse me. No. But that's me.
I'd like to ask you some specific things about the first day that you went to work there. Do you remember where you reported for work and how you got to your department and that kind of thing?
I don't remember that. Probably there were signs up telling us where to go, don't you imagine?
Did you go alone to a department, or did you go with, what I'm wondering is if other new employees came in at the same time you did and you all went to work together, or if people were spread out around the plant?
I can't remember.
Do you remember the attitude of the older workers that were already there? when you watched?
Well, no, but they paired us. You know, riveting, takes two to rivet, with a man. There were mostly men around. And you know how they felt about a woman. I know I had to buck rivets the first night, and I was so nervous, I wasn't a very good bucker. You know. So, but I don't think the men wanted us, really. You know, by their attitude and so forth. No, none were rude or nasty to me, but you could see they thought I was just a woman.
They never said anything, or did they pull
no.
pranks or anything like that?
Not then. There were a lot of pranks pulled in that plant.
Do you want to tell me about it now? You want to tell me some of the pranks that went on?
Well, I can remember one time I was sitting on the floor of the ship with my feet dangling down through the ribs, the floor, and in the ship you didn't have, it wasn't solid floor, you just had a little strip of wood that you sat on. And one of my lead men crawled under the ship and tickled my feet, and how he knew I was so terribly ticklish, I don't know, but anyhow, it was too bad. I didn't get to the restroom in time. I had to wear a sweater tied around me all the rest of the night. And then they would, when you go out, you have to open your lunchbox, because people would steal stuff, put in the lunchbox. So we were checked when we went out. This fellow went to open his lunchbox, and it was welded shut. He couldn't open his lunchbox. Oh, it was just stuff like that all the time. But it was, the gang was more or less jolly. There wasn't any fighting or bickering or stuff like that, not that I saw.
Did the men very often make passes?
No, they didn't make passes, but there were men that you sort of chummed up with, more or less, or were more friendly with some of them than others.
Did you go out with very many men that you worked with?
Oh, a few. I had three lead men, and a couple of them were very nice to me, and we became very friendly. We'd eat lunch together. Well, the whole gang would eat lunch together, but I generally was closer to those two, and I would go out on the way to work. I'd stop and have coffee with them sometimes, and it really wasn't anything serious. We were just having fun.
Was there very much dating in among workers that you knew about?
Well, not that I knew about. We had a couple of girls that were very chummy. And that, when I went to work at Douglas, I had never known anything about homosexuals or anything concerning them. Mm-hmm. And so these two girls were just like a man and a girl. And they would bring, man would bring the girl presents, and they would fight, have spats. It was unbelievable. And I was shocked because I'd never known about anything like that. But that's the only ones that I really knew about. But of course, I wouldn't have recognized them, a homosexual, unless I was thrown right in my face, you know.
Did they get much harassment from people?
No, nobody paid any attention to them whatsoever. Of course, I don't know on their ship. They didn't work on my ship. I don't know how they were treated on their ship. But they always came in together and left together and ate together and everything, you know.
I was wondering if there was much harassment around that issue with women who, say, would refuse to go out with the man and that kind of thing.
And I didn't see any harassment unless you asked for it. I asked for it.
How did you ask for it?
Well, I was friendly and always had time to talk to them. But I was a good worker because I know I said once to my head lead man, I said, how come I make so many mistakes? And he says, because you're busy. He says, you do twice as much as any of the rest of them. And I did. I always worked.
What was your crew like?
Oh, friendly, nice. Later, after you're broken in, then they pair you with a girl. And I worked with a tall, slim blonde, Bernice. And we were together all the time at work. But we went on trips once in a while, off duty, you know, when we weren't working. But I know I started getting fat. I ate too much candy and stuff. We had a candy machine. And she told me, she said, she was hard as nails. She says, you get fat and I'm not working with you anymore. So if I just looked at a candy machine, why, she was right there. And the lead man that I liked the best, Bernice was crazy about him. And he liked me, but I didn't give him any encouragement any more than I could help on account of Bernice. She'd have probably pulled all my hair out. So, that came to naught.
How big was your crew?
Possibly 10. The rivet, when I see, you see, after I worked on riveting for a while, then I don't know how many of us on the crew. I think there was probably 20, maybe. But I was put on Army pickup.
What's that?
Well, after the Army has bought the plane, then the Army comes in and looks for flaws, and if there's a rivet that isn't straight or a screw missing or a bolt missing or anything or a piece of the skin that's torn or just anything, why, then you have to fix that. And then I think there were about 10 on the ship. But Army pickup is strict. Everything had to be just right. They call those assemblers. I can only think of it once in a while.
Were there very many black or Hispanic women who worked around you?
there weren't many blacks at all. I know at one time there was a black, there were some, but they didn't pair the white girls with the black ones. And one time there was a black man set to work on our ship. I think he, probably, he was from some ship that didn't have enough work or something. And, but he only worked there a few days. We didn't like him very well, the women, because he looked at us wrong. You know. And so we were glad when he was gone. But I think there was prejudice against the blacks at that time.
And he looked at you different than the white men looked at
you? Oh, yes. You felt just like he was taking off your clothes, one piece by piece. But we were all, when nobody said anything to him, he didn't do anything out of the way. But we just would have preferred that he worked somewhere else.
Did you ever hear of or see incidences, racial problems?
No, I didn't. I didn't. There could have been, though, that I wouldn't have seen because I was busy and I was on my ship, and if I wasn't on my ship, I wouldn't know about it, less than I heard some of the fellows say something about it.
Now, did the black women work together?
I imagine so. There weren't any on my ship. But I know they didn't pair us with blacks. I imagine they paired them all according to color. None of us had refused to work with a black. But they just didn't do it.
Were there very many women who had moved to California from other states to work in the plants? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think there was enough women without any. There were plenty of women, but I don't think they came from other states. Mm-hmm. Well, they could have.
I just wondered if you worked with women from the South or...
No. The ones I worked with were from Long Beach, of course, and then just like Brea and Orange and San Gabriel and stuff like that.
How old were the women that you worked with?
Well, they were about my age. It's hard to remember my age. I think I was about 35.
I'm wondering if they were close to your age or if they were
Yes,
younger.
They were about my age.
Did you get very much help from people around you in the plant? I'm wondering what if the supervisors had a... what kind of an attitude they had? Or
oh, I had a dandy supervisor. He didn't have much to do with the help, you know. Supervisors were looked down upon. You know.
By the workers?
Yeah, by the workers. They made remarks about the supervisor, but I had all my raises on when they were due. I never had to worry about it or anything.